Hey guys, welcome back to Real Time Crime. I'm Hannah, and today we will be continuing with our missing persons cases with Noel Rodriguez Alvarez from Everman, Texas. Noel Rodriguez Alvarez is 6 years old, and like I said, he's from Everman, Texas, which is in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. So recently, on March 20th, some family members had called police in that area to ask for a welfare check on him because they hadn't heard or seen him since November of 2022. So Noel lives with his mother and stepfather. His mother's name is Cindy, and his stepfather is Arshdeep. And he has six siblings. So she has four children, aside from Noel, and then it sounds like with the stepfather, she has a set of twins that are about 5 months old. The family's car was found on March 25th. In the Dallas-Fort Worth airport parking lot. The family, so the six siblings, the stepfather and the mother, they have left and traveled to Turkey and then were traveling on to India. So the police have confirmed that they were on the flight to Turkey and have even spoken with one of the passengers on that flight. They're still trying to confirm and make sure that the family was on that connecting flight. In the vehicle, they found a child's electronic travel visa that was obtained the day after the welfare check. So a little bit about Noel. He was born 25 weeks old and, as a result, deals with many physical disabilities and developmental disorders that require regular treatments. So the police ended up going to the residence of the family, and they live in a very large converted shed on someone's property. So the mother has lived on this property for about 9 years, but they had just recently moved into this shed as the family was growing. There was no evidence found in the house to suggest that a crime has been committed or possibly even that there was harm, but they did bring in cadaver dogs and found nothing. The owner of the property has been very helpful and cooperating with the police, and he seemed very surprised that this family that he's been friends with and is said to be very close, the mom has even called him the kid's godfather from time to time, so he was just very surprised. He had no idea that the family had left or that Noel has been missing. The police do want to speak to the mother, and they have described her as, quote, not willing to cooperate with investigators, end quote. And they still have personal belongings in the house. But the police did discover that the four older kids were unenrolled from school, and Noel apparently was never enrolled. Police were able to speak to Noel's father, like his biological father, on March 23rd. He lives in Mexico, and when the police spoke to the mother initially, she said that Noel was with his father in Mexico. But when the police were speaking to him, he informed them that he's never even met Noel because he was deported. And the Department of Homeland Security was able to confirm that. So as of Tuesday, the 28th, the FBI has gotten involved and is helping in trying to find this little boy. An endangered missing alert has also been issued for him. Noel is described as a 6-year-old boy with brown eyes and black hair. He's about 4 feet tall and around 50 pounds. The police are urging anyone in the public to speak, no matter how small the detail is, or how long ago they even saw the family, because there are disputes about when he was last seen. Tips can be called into the Everman Police Department, and they've even set up an email address for tips to be submitted. So I will obviously put that information down below, as well as all of our sources. Police aren't ready to speculate at this point because there's no physical evidence. There's just a lot of circumstantial evidence that's continuing to build up. And one of the detectives is quoted to say that it does look like it could be leading towards a criminal investigation, but at this point, there's so little known that they can't necessarily make a call. So hopefully some more information will come forward to his whereabouts, or possibly something that happened. But that is all I have for today. I will see you guys next month when we start our new category. As always, please don't forget to follow us on social media at Real Time Crime.